The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Rolien Marks, tell me you're hearing me clearly and crisply and marvelously this afternoon.
Loud and clear. And enough to tell you we do have some breaking news. We have news coming in according to Israel's Channel 12 news that Iran has reportedly fired a missile towards an Israeli-owned ship, hitting it and causing quite a bit of damage. Apparently, this is a container ship. It was on its way from Tanzania to India and apparently was hit or by this missile when it was in the Arabian Sea between India and Iran. It has been reported to our security establishment and the shipping company that owns it. And it's not damaged that it won't be able to carry on its journey. It will carry on to India, and then the damage to the container ship will be assessed there.
I'm a little bit gobsmacked by that piece of news. I have seen in the news reports recently that Israel has been apparently, allegedly, had certain attacks on Iranian vessels. We've seen it happen back, but now it's out in the open, so one can't pretend it hasn't happened anymore. This puts Israel in a really difficult position, Rolien. This escalates things significantly.
Without a doubt. You know, we had the attack on the Israeli ship that was in a port in the Gulf of Oman just a couple of weeks ago. This is the next one that we know of. It looks like there is some kind of heated up conflagration taking place on the high seas.
All right. Let's move on to that very important issue of Israeli elections. You certainly need a government in times such as these. What's going on? What's the horse trading doing?
Okay, so before I get into that, I want to make something very, very clear to listeners. I'm not partisan. You know, any political views with regards to parties that I support are private and entirely my own, and will not be reflected on a broadcast on radio. So anything that is said is based purely on analysis and based purely on the facts as they present themselves, and not an endorsement of any candidates and not an attack on any candidates. But this is what we are looking like as follows. We've got 10,000 votes left to count, and we've got 99.5% of the votes counted in. So this is what it looks like at the moment. If we look at the parties and the amount of seats allocated, we've got Likud with 30, Yesh Atid with 17, Shas with 9, Blue and White performing better than what was polled at 8, Yamina performing worse than what was polled at 7, Labour performing better than the previous elections with 7, United Torah Judaism at 7, Yisrael Biteinu also performing better than at polls at 7, The Joint List performing a lot worse than the last time at 6, Religious Zionism at 6, the New Hope with Gideon Sa'ar, which was polled to have about 10 seats, only coming in at 6 seats, also not performing as well as expected, Meretz performing better than the last at 6, and Ra'am at 4. And if we have to look at the blocks, the blocks that, and this is where it really counts. It doesn't matter who necessarily won the elections. It's who has got the majority support block and will be able to form a coalition. And just a reminder that President Rivlin, who is tasked with mandating whoever it is to form the coalition, he says he's going to be very, very careful this time. With this election, we want to avoid going to a fifth election as much as possible. As we currently stand, according to the basic law, which is still in effect, which hasn't been nullified, which governs that rotation deal between Prime Minister Netanyahu and the deputy Benny Gantz, if a coalition or a government, a permanent government, is not formed by the 17th of November, the premiership automatically goes to Benny Gantz. So where we are sitting now as far as blocs are concerned, the bloc they're calling, and it's really coming down to Netanyahu as a leader, as a character. The pro-Netanyahu bloc is sitting at 52 seats. The anti-Netanyahu bloc, or the change bloc, is sitting at 57. But here's where it gets interesting. the wild cards, which are Ra'am, which is an Arab party, and Yamina, which is Naftali Bennett's party, are sitting at 11. So there is a lot of maneuvering behind the scenes to try and get those parties to either side. Naftali Bennett probably putting his foot in it by signing or making a big declaration the other day saying there is no way he is going to enter into a coalition with Yair Lapid. However, after the results started to come in, he said he's going to wait until final results are in to see where he will possibly sit. The next comes with Ra'am. It was predicted before the elections that Ra'am could possibly go with Netanyahu. However, two major factors count against this. Ben Gavir, who's a Kahanist who is seen largely as a racist and a homophobe, and also Smotrich, Bezalel Smotrich. Ra'am said they don't want to sit in a government that has these two racists. I'm quoting them directly. And we now have an almost, I won't call it an about turn from Naftali Bennett, but a lot more caution that maybe he acted in haste. Coupled with this, we've had a number of Likud activists threatening the New Hope MK, saying that we will come and we will demonstrate outside your homes and we will put the pressure on you for you to go with the pro-Netanyahu faction. Gideon Sa'ar pulled out of the Likud with the specific intention of doing what he could to get Netanyahu out of the premiership. So the game is on. And what's been interesting, Simon, is people saying, you know, Israel voted to the right. If we look at this analytically, and again, this is analytically, this is not an endorsement of any party or any candidate, Israel actually didn't vote completely to the right. The smaller parties that are more center and to the left, Blue and White in this case, Meretz in this case, Avodah, which is Labour, performed better than expected. Yesh Atid performing better than they had in the previous election, which is showing you that Israelis as a whole are voting that centre, that left, that people thought has given up the ghost, seems to have performed better in these elections.
You know what astounds me is the power that Netanyahu must have over his Likud party members, because, Rolene, we were talking about this at the start of the show today. If he decided to take Sarah and go retire in Kesaria, you would have the biggest, strongest, centrist government that you've probably had since the founding of the State of Israel. There is no disagreement here. It's one man who's causing all this problem.
Well, this is it, and there was an interesting move yesterday in the Knesset by Avigdor Lieberman, who put forward legislation that anyone who is facing criminal charges or has any kind of legal issue shouldn't be allowed to form a government. So, you know, there is a major push by we're going to call them the change bloc, because I don't really want to be in the position to say pro or against, but this is what is predicted could possibly happen when we at the final results. The most that Likud will get is probably one whole more seat, which is not going to affect the bloc. But what we have now is a mass momentum behind several parties saying enough is enough. We need to get the man out. We need to restrict the amount of terms. You know, somebody who's facing all these kinds of legal woes shouldn't be in a position where he forms a government. But he's not budging. And it's really quite interesting to see the rhetoric coming out saying, you know what, it's enough now. It's enough now. It's time for you to step down and it's time for you to deal with your legal issues. Benny Gantz has come up during the course of the day saying that the Prime Minister is up to his neck, that's a quote unquote, in conflict of interest. And to quote Benny Gantz, he says his refusal to appoint a state prosecutor and sitting justice minister proves how troubling his term as prime minister is. I hope very much that all the parties of the pro-change bloc will understand and unite to replace him. So they're coming at him from all angles, from a legal perspective, from a trying to control the Supreme Court perspective, you know, from a legislative perspective, they are coming for Netanyahu. But will he be the Teflon prime minister and pull the rabbit out of the hat and form the next government? It remains to be seen at this stage.
What an Israel report that was, Rolene. My goodness me. Thank you for your input. You and I will chat again the week after next on Tuesday. To you and yours, Chag Pesach Kasher V'Sameach.
Are you deserting me again?
I am indeed. I am indeed. You've got to do family visits for Pesach, Rolene. That's how it works.
I totally understand that. But Chag Sameach, Simon, I miss you already. And I'll catch you on the other side of Chol HaMoed.
Indeed you will.